A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Makos Chaf Dalet, Makos 24a. Paginition is 47. This is the final daf in Makos, and actually, to a certain extent, the conclusion of a significant section in the Talmud, the section which many people would have thought of as the section of punishments if a person is in violation of a mitzvah in the Torah. Sanhedrin was partly about capital punishment, and Makos, certainly in its name, is the topic of lashes, of which violations would get punished as such. And a person might get the impression that the mitzvahs are here to enforce, to punish, to impact the person in a, one would think, possibly a negative way. And our final section in the Masechta brings out the very important theme that really mitzvahs are here to reward and to guide a person to greatness. Sometimes there's a violation that has to be dealt with. But fundamentally, in the words of Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia, Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Yes Yisrael, Hashem wanted to bring merit to the Jewish people, Lefikach Hirbalem Torah U'mitzvahs, and therefore He gave them lots of mitzvahs to guide us in all areas. If we take a look at the facing page, we have a remarkable example of how reward works. Chaf Gimel Amud Beis 23b, pagination 46 on the second line, Hayoshev v'lo ovar aveira, a person who sits and does not violate an aveira, presumably, at first glance, this is dealing with a person who craved an aveira, and he restrained himself. Nosnum lo sechar ke'osa mitzvah. He gets the kind of reward like a person who did a mitzvah, a person who took action. Rashi explains on the top line that the pasuk was talking asher ya'asa osam ha'adam v'chai bohem, the mitzvahs that a person shall do in order to live, and immediately afterwards, it talks about the arayas, the forbidden relationships. Those, at first glance, are not things that we do to get reward, do in order to live. Those are things we don't do, just not to get into trouble. And the message of the Mishnah is that even those arayas, those immoral relationships, are restraint-type mitzvahs. Nevertheless, they are slated to give us reward. I like the analogy of picturing yourself at a red light in the wee hours of the morning. 2:30 in the morning, you're sitting at a red light, waiting for it to change, and there are no cars around that you could tell, absolutely none at all, and you just keep waiting and waiting, and it's a very long light, and finally it turns green, you go, and you notice behind you flashing lights of a police car pulling you over. So you pull over, and you're ready to hand over your license and registration, and the policeman is all smiles, and you can't figure out what's going on, and he hands you $200 cash and says, I noticed how hard it was for you to wait at the red light. It seemed so illogical to just be sitting there at the red light when there are no cars anyway, and you might as well go through because it's totally safe. Nevertheless, you waited and you obeyed the law. Had you gone through the red light, it would have been a $200 ticket. So because you didn't go through the red light, here's $200 cash. Now, most people hear this and they say, and then you woke up. But that's the way mitzvahs work. The Mishnah is telling us that you get rewarded if you restrain yourself from doing the violation. In general, the basic principle is that some people view the 613 mitzvahs as 613 problems, because I wanted to do one thing and Torah told me to do it differently, and others view it in a positive light, 613 mile markers on a journey to greatness. Let's take a look at the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud, four lines up. Darish Rabbi Simloi. Rabbi Simloi explained, Shesh Mios V'Shlosh Esrei Mitzvahs Nemru L'Moshe. There's 613 mitzvahs that were said to Moshe. Shlosh Mios V'Shishim V'Chomish Lavins, 365 prohibitions. K'minyan Yemos HaChama, like the days of the solar year. U'Masayim V'Arbaim U'Shmona Asei K'neged Evarav Shal Adam, and 248 positive commandments, like the limbs of a person. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna explained, my kura, what is the pasuk associated with this teaching of 613? Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha ki, Torah was commanded to us by Moshe as an inheritance. Torah bigematria shismeya v'chad surihava. Torah is the gematria of 611, as if to tell us 611 mitzvahs were commanded to us through Moshe, but the first two, Anochi v'lo yiyah lecha mipi ha'gvura shamanum, at Har Sinai, at the Great Revelation, the first two that told us that Hashem is God and there are no others that are God, those we heard directly from Hashem. And that, as the Ramban explains in his commentary to Sefer HaMitzvahs, is the origin of the universal understanding that there's 613 mitzvahs. There's a discussion which ones should be counted as primary mitzvahs and which ones are considered timely to the generation of the desert, which ones are subcategories, etc. But the concept that there are 613 was an accepted teaching, an accepted number. On today's daf, Chavdalet Amar Aleph at the bottom, we have what I would call another remarkable example of two ways to look at something. You could look at it as a problem, or you could look at it in the positive. And the hero of these two stories is Rabbi Akiva, who, through his remarkable life, was able to take things in his personal life and in the grand scheme of the world and the destiny of the Jewish people, was able to see things in a positive way. Says the Gemara, Kvar Hoya, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, these great sages were going, Mahalchem Baderech, they were traveling, V'shamu kol amona shel Romi, and they heard the sound of the great multitudes of Rome, representing that empire. V'hischilu bochin, and they started crying, that this Malchus HaRasha'a, this evil kingdom that had done such aggressive and negative acts and behaved in an immoral fashion, should be having such success. For Rabbi Akiva Masachik, and Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Omru lo, they said, Mepnei ma atam Masachik, how could you be laughing? Why? Omru lo, he said, Ve'atam mepnei ma atam bochim, you tell me, why are you crying? Omru lo, they said, Halalu kushim shemishtachavim la'atzabim u'mekatim la'avodas kochovim, these idol worshippers, Yoshvim betach v'hashket, and everything's going well for them. They have this empire of note. V'anu beis adam raglei elokeinu sorof ba'esh, and for us, the beis hamikdash has been destroyed. V'lo nivke, shouldn't we cry? Amar lohen, Rabbi Akiva said, l'kach ani mitzachik, that's why I'm laughing. It's an uplifting thought, Rabbi Akiva teaches. Omar lo ovrei ritzono kach, look how good it is for those who do evil during their momentary success. You could only begin to imagine the eternal reward for those who act in a moral fashion. And as we listen to Rabbi Akiva in his message that resonates throughout the generations, we're aware, of course, that Rome lost that empire status, and we're left as an eternal nation. But we have to look back at Rabbi Akiva's time and recognize that only a person with absolute clarity of right and wrong would be able to see this. Because for some people, success equals moral good. Might makes right. And only a person who has absolute clarity is able to say, I see what's happening to them. Yes, I see. But we still understand fundamentally right from wrong and the recognition that Hashem will ultimately judge each nation accordingly. Likewise, we have the following story. Shuv ma pam achas, another time, hayo olam liYerushalayim, they were walking to Yerushalayim, kemen shehigiyu laharat Sofim, karu bigdeihem, when they reached a point close by to the ruins, they tore their garments. Kemen shehigiyu laharabayis, when they came to Temple Mount, ra'u shu'al shayotzim b'skotshei hakadoshim, they saw a fox coming out from the Holy of Holies. Hischilu hein bochin, they began to cry. V'Rabbi Kiva metzachik, and Rabbi Kiva laughed. And they asked him, why are you laughing? He asked them, why are you crying? And they said, look at the terrible destruction. And Rabbi Akiva said, from the destruction, I can recognize, I can already see through that the extent of the blessing that Hashem promised us upon redemption. O Jeshvu Zekenim Uzekenos Berechovos Yerushalayim, there will yet be the elders, men and women, in the streets of Yerushalayim, and from the intensity of the destruction, I can see Shenevuaso Shazachaya Miskayemes, that there's no hyperbole here. There's absolute clarity, the intensity of the relationship that was violated and brought destruction is the same intensity of relationship, or even more actually, because the positive is greater, of what will happen upon redemption. Balashan Hazeh Amrulo, it was with this wording that they responded to him. Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, you have comforted us. Hadron Aloch Meseches Makos, we daven for the opportunity to learn Meseches Makos in the future more thoroughly. Yeshakoach, thank you for joining.